Hare Krishna. Reading from My Glorious Master, Kobe, Part 2, Like a Lion in the Chase. Our Prabhupada, our hero. Our journey to Kobe contained a dramatic pastime in which Prabhupada was the hero. I've written it into a short play below. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to find a recording of the lecture Prabhupada gave in Kobe, so I edited one in a similar mood from Back to Godhead. I also changed a few time sequences and added detail and dialogue to make the story read better as a play, and added some of Prabhupada's words and anecdotes that had happened elsewhere, such as a description of the faults of Mayavad philosophy spoken in New Vrindavan in 1969. Other than these minor additions and changes, this play is an accurate description of Prabhupada's amazing pastime. Scene 1, 1972, Tokyo train station. Bhanu, now of course Bhanu is Bhanu Swami, and Burizan enter the train from the left. Burizan says, "Here are seats 86 through 89. They're ours. When's Prabhupada coming? The train is supposed to leave in 10 minutes. Bhanu said, "Don't worry. I asked Prabhupada to wait with Sudama until we found the seats. He should be here any moment." I ask, "When will we arrive in Kobe?" Bhanu, "It's about 270 miles and it'll take about 3 hours. We should be there by about 2 o'clock this afternoon." I say, "From Tokyo? That's fast." I look around. "This train even looks like an aeroplane." Bhanu, "The Japanese call this train the bullet, the Shinkansen. It goes about 100 miles an hour. It won't even stop before Kobe." I say, "Here comes Prabhupada now with Sudama, and not a moment to spare." Jaya Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada enters and he's wearing a garland. Bhanu says, "Jaya Prabhupada." And Prabhupada says, "Hare Krishna, thank you. Which seats?" Bhanu directs Prabhupada and the other devotees into a compartment in which two sets of seats face each other. Bhanu says, "You please sit here, Prabhupada. I'll sit here. Sudama over here, Burizan. Quickly. This train is due to leave now." The conductor enters. The conductor says, "Tickets, please. Please sit down. Due to the high speeds, no one is allowed to stand for the entire ride." Of course, he didn't speak English. The conductor moves on. The train begins moving. Bhanu, "Leaving right on time." Sudama says, "Prabhupada, the Japanese technology is so advanced that a train like this can reach a speed of about 100 miles an hour." Prabhupada, "Yes, they're going fast, but where are they going? That is the question. Just like the story of the poet Kalidas, he is sitting on the end of a tree branch soaring. One passerby approaches him to warn him. 'You will fall if you keep up your soaring.' 'Go away, stop criticizing. Mind your own business.' Kalidas keeps soaring, and what happens?" Bhanu, "Of course he falls." Prabhupada, "Yes. The rascal falls and runs and says, 'How did you know I would fall? Are you an astrologer?'" That is the definition of a rascal. He's going so fast, but he does not know where he is going. Sudama says, "Prabhupada, you are like the passerby who tried to help." Prabhupada, "Therefore I say this rascal modern civilization based on cow-killing and technology is doomed. It will fall." Bhanu says, "And they won't listen to you." Prabhupada, "This world based on technology is ruining everything. Technology and Mayavad philosophy. Because of technology, people have given up their simple living style. Because everyone is moving to the city for sense gratification. And because of this nonsense, the Mayavadis have preached that I am God. Because of this nonsense, the Mayavadis have preached. I am God. You are also God. All is one. It does not matter what I do. All paths are the same. All nonsense. If we have bought a ticket to Kobe, will we arrive in Calcutta? No. Everyone has become foolish by this rubbish Mayavad philosophy. It is nonsense, and we must preach strongly. Jai Prabhupada. Prabhupada says, you young boys should also preach strongly. You must learn the truth, Mama Vang Sojivaloke, and preach strongly, as I am doing all over the world. Preach the truth just as Krishna is speaking in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and do not compromise Krishna's words. Prabhupada says, our mission is so difficult, Prabhupada, no one wants to listen. Prabhupada, but still we have taken so much risk and have left Vrindavan at such an advanced age, traveling constantly all over the world just to save them. Bhanu gets up and stands to the side, and he says to Prabhupada, I think it will be more comfortable for you if you put your lotus feet up on the seat, Prabhupada. I don't mind standing. And Prabhupada puts his feet up. Sudama says, everyone else your age, Prabhupada, has long ago retired. Prabhupada, yes, I am an old man, he laughs. And still, I say, 76 already. Prabhupada, but I still keep traveling and preaching. I must, to save them and to train you. Prabhupada. Sudama says, Prabhupada. And Prabhupada answers, yes. Before, when you said that Mayavad philosophy has ruined the world, Prabhupada, yes. Well, Prabhupada, that reminded me that I forgot to tell you something. Prabhupada, you can speak. The program for the Hindu community, Sudama said, in Kobe, you know, the one that you'll be speaking at tomorrow night? Prabhupada, yes. Sudama, well, by mistake, I mean on the same program, the same night, I allowed the Hindu community leader, Mr. Mahesh, to schedule a Mayavadi sannyasi to speak. Prabhupada, what? Yes, a Mayavadi sannyasi will be speaking the same night as you. I say, the same night? Sudama, you did. Before the entire Kobe Hindu community, at the same program as Prabhupada? You didn't. Sudama says, I did. I didn't mean to, but I couldn't help it. Bhanu, Prabhupada will never tolerate hearing Mayavad philosophy. Imagine Prabhupada sitting there in a Mayavadi sannyasi preaching, you are all God. Sudama, I couldn't refuse. That Mr. Mahesh said that if all the members of the Hindu community were satisfied with Prabhupada's program, he would consider donating to us one of his apartment buildings for a temple. I say, Sudama, I think you have made a great mistake. Prabhupada, satisfy the Hindu community. The laugh is mine. That wasn't Prabhupada. That wasn't Prabhupada's mood. Satisfy the Hindu community, I will satisfy Krishna. But don't worry. Sudama has tried his best. You are all still young boys and make mistakes. But you have given up everything, so how can I take offense by your little mistakes? And I say, but it's a Mayavad that's speaking. Prabhupada, we shall see what is Krishna's plan. We shall see. Then the conductor walks by and sees Bhanu standing up. The conductor says, you cannot stand. The train is moving too fast. You must sit down immediately. Take your seat. The devotees all nudged Parijan to be the one to request Prabhupada to move his feet. This is all true, although the dialogue wasn't exactly word by word. So I said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, the conductor is asking Bhanu to sit down. Could you please move your lotus feet? And Prabhupada replied, so the lotus-like devotee can sit down. Hare Krishna. And all of us said Jai Prabhupada. So that's the end of this, the first scene of this little play. And we'll end here, and Hare Krishna.